Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Gun Wash News Time. It is 8:31 if you would like to set your clocks. My name is Aaron. I'm here with Herbert, Splivington, and Armando. We're back on the Gun Wash scene. It is getting spooky here in Bushwick, New York. Actually, it's getting very dark. Very, very dark in Bushwick, New York. As a matter of fact, at Gun Wash, we're getting cosmic with some extremely, extremely special guests tonight. Stay tuned.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Jesus. Sorry for saying the name of the creator.
Check.
Gunwash Radio here. It is 8:32 in Bushwick, New York, and it is dark. And I didn't check the weather before I went on tonight, but if you'd like to set your clocks, well, that's the time of the night it is.
Daylight savings.
Is that what it is right now?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we'll... welcome back, Spliffington. We missed you last week. You were greatly missed. Came to Roberta's tonight and tried to get a pizza. Won't let me get a pizza because fuck it. I came to Roberta's and I tried to get a pizza and they won't give me a pizza because fucking Armando tagged.
I can't chill. Okay. I cannot chill.
I'm officially not able to be served at Roberta's anymore until further notice, which I don't know. Nice. I haven't talked to Jack yet because Armando tagged the back of a checkbook. But
by mistake,
chances with that blonde waitress.
Trying
too,
to fuck
man.
Up Jack's chances with the blonde waitress. Armando, but you said that you actually talked to her for a second.
Yeah, and she actually loved me, actually. And
well,
she
what
was like, I
well,
can eat
happened?
Here. I can eat here, actually.
You can.
You guys can't eat here. I can. So.
Wait. So the actual person that did it can eat here, but the person that runs the show is not allowed to eat.
What for a moment. It's like a temporary ban you guys have right now.
Oh, it's so... Yo, he's talking about it like he doesn't have...
Yeah. It's good, though. You guys are good.
All right, cool. Nice.
And Jack, you're good. She told me she likes you.
What did you say to her?
About that day?
Yeah.
It's that you guys served so much good pizza, and I just ate so much that I was celebrating. We had a good show. We knew we had like a bunch of listeners.
So right. She's like, she's like, oh, so it's directly related to the show.
Yeah,
is what you're
exactly.
Saying. Yeah.
And like, it was a mistake.
So it's not you. It's actually the fault of
I showed her, like, I told her to go visit my website. I was just like, oh.
Okay. So. Okay. Jack's like losing his mind in their lab. Yeah. All right. Well. That's great. I'm glad that you're allowed to have pizza and I'm not here at Gun Wash. If you're out there and you want to tune in, the number here is...
My boss said he wants to give Armando a show and cancel yours.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. In fact, you know what's funny is I always have really, really funny stuff to say in the beginning of this show, and then I totally forget what I was going to say, and I end up looking like an idiot. So if you'd like to tune into Gunwash, we're here every Wednesday night at 8:30. We're in Bushwick, New York, so that's 8:30 Eastern Standard Time on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. And if you want to call in live, the number here is 718-497-2128.
Call her on the line right now. You got to call her right now.
Oh, we have a caller right now. So before we go. Okay, so we got to go to music, but really quick. You're on Gunwash.
We already know the number to this phone.
Oh, okay. Who is this?
Yo, you got to pick up your bike from Claire's house.
Oh, Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Chris, for reminding me that we have to pull in. Okay. So there they are. So our guests have arrived. Before we get the guests on, we're going to go to Herbert. So please pull up that.
Monster strikes. Loch Ness Monster strikes from the depth of the sea. I come to destroy. Loch Ness
patient needs another injection.
And that shall be successful.
Thank you. Right.
That was a strange drop.
It's a one second.
It's Gunwash Radio on.
That's why Aaron gets the big bucks.
On Heritage Radio Network. If you'd like to tune in, of course, you can always hear us every Wednesday night at 8:30. And you can call in at 718-497-2128. Tonight we have very special guest, Kenny.
I won't be too loud.
Okay. So we have special guests. Kenny Scharf here tonight. Kenny Scharf is a key figure in the downtown art scene, starting in the 80s, doing shows at Fun Gallery and with people such as Tony Schiaffrazzi, and, of course, designing the first blacklight cosmic disco installation with, of course, Mr. Herring himself. The Cosmic Closet has reincarnated in this decade into what we call the Cosmic Tavern of Bushwick.
You smart.
Everyone in town knows Kenny. This is Kenny Scharf, and he was born in Los Angeles, California. Hello, Kenny. Thank you for coming. And we are joined by his friend and ours and yours, Pierre Francillon, the ever magical and
renowned
magician of Bushwick. And listen, if you weren't in downtown New York in the 80s, you still might know Kenny's work. He was recently featured on the, I don't know the exact name of the wall, but it's Houston and Bowery, and I believe it's a Deitch.
It's a name.
It's a name.
Houston and Bowery, yeah.
That's what it's called?
I think so.
Yeah. It's pretty. It's an excellent talk.
Deductive reasoning, right?
Directly into the mic, Pierre. okay. And we've seen Kenny Scharf on the wall on Bowery and House in this past winter?
Yeah. It went from Thanksgiving to sometime in the summer. I forgot.
Is that wall a community owned?
Yeah, this guy Tony Goldman owns the wall, and they used to have Deitch choose the artist recently in the past 5 years, and then it went to the whole gallery, and that's when I did it, and now it's Tony Goldman is choosing.
Besides you, who did you like the best that did the wall? Because I know who I like the best.
Well, I like the twist wall before me.
There it goes.
That looked real good.
That was the one. That was the one that I was.
And the Ogemios, I thought was beautiful.
Are those the guys from Brazil?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But that's two people, right?
Well, and of course Keith back in '82, and then I did it back in '82 as well. After
correct.
That.
Oh, see, I didn't realize that this wall went back.
Oh yeah.
That. Oh, so who else has
it's
done?
Ancient.
Who else has done?
Started in '82. Keith claimed it, and then after that, the Fun Gallery crew, including me.
Can you explain to me a little bit about what the Fun Gallery is?
Fun Gallery was the first gallery in the East Village when this East Village art boom that took place. It was on East 10th Street, and Patty Astor, she was an underground film star who was also in the movie Wild Style, if anyone knows.
What,
she was the blonde.
She was the one that got kidnapped?
The blonde.
The one that gets taken by
the
blonde.
Art dealer.
Right, the blonde.
Yeah. So, the blonde.
Yeah.
So that's her gallery. And
the blonde. Right.
I was part of that. I named it. I had the first show, and then there's a lot of great shows that went on there.
He's an archive. No. Let's say this correctly.
Tell me everything, because I'm young, man.
No, you guys aren't. I gotta. Stay
I'm up. Not young. I'm really not tonight.
Oh, I don't
old.
Know if I. Whoa.
He's not that old. Old. God bless him. Yeah. Hey, take off the music. So what happened? Oh yeah, it's Halloween. I like it.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway,
spooky.
Okay, let's get real. Now. Monsieur over here, Mr. Sharf, is like a source.
Fair
okay?
enough.
No, for real.
I'm right there.
But a living source. Mostly people source people who aren't there, but he's living, so he's still evolving. So that makes him like an important source.
Well,
give
me like a concrete example. Not to be William F. Buckley on you all of a sudden, but
I think he means that everyone else is pretty much dead.
Right.
No, come on.
No, that's not true.
Well, a lot of them. That
yeah,
can't
the ones
talk
that are alive are dead too. Aesthetically, they suck. I'm sorry. Right?
Well, do you feel like art has changed for you a lot as people sort of fell off the radar? Or
art has changed. I mean, you know, when people die, it's kind of heavy duty. So
they turn to zombies.
Okay, well, sometimes.
He doesn't like zombies.
I don't
wrong
like zombies.
Move.
That's scare me.
That's the only thing that scares him is
some
a
of
zombie.
The some of the characters you draw look a little bit monster-y.
Oh, right. Thank
oh,
you.
They
you
are
brought me back to the straight.
Yeah.
I hate to interrupt.
No, please, because no, we got.
Okay, here we go.
I love monsters.
I love them too.
I just don't like zombies.
Fair enough.
You see,
ain't
that crazy?
Well, you know,
and he makes fucking horrible monsters with like sharp teeth.
Nah,
but see, the monsters scare away the zombies. That's why I do them.
Yeah, zombies are like people. It's like
yo, he did badass throw ups. You understand? Like, basically what made him interesting and important was that he gave them a whole... The guys that did Burners back in the day, when Kenny came in, he just gave them a whole other book.
So did
direction.
You... Were you doing...
You understand?
Were you,
if you notice, look at graffiti that, like, before, and then while him and... I mean, like, Keith was also he was affected by... the graffiti that was going on at the time also. You
but I feel like the style is so different.
That's the point about
that's
it.
The
and
whole
you know
point.
You know what's weird about it too? Now let's cross-correlate, right? That when I first met him, he did this like alien handwriting. And you know what it looks like? Vevez.
Oh.
Okay? So then I open up a book on Vevez and he does this like star. And then, you know, it's a whole calligraphy. So if he were to go to Haiti, they'd be thinking he's the biggest witch doctor.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
forget
for
it.
Sure. Yeah.
For real.
Well, that reminds me, you're with your two favorite white boys right now.
Yeah.
And also, we do.
I'm in white boy heaven.
Also, we got an all city. We have an all city guy sitting right next to us.
I got Nuju.
Oh
I
yeah.
Got
hey Jack, yo Jack. Pierre walked in, and the first thing he said, "So who's Jewish in here? What's that? What's that
I'm
about?
Not sure.
What's that about, dude?
See, there you go. I'm triangulated by Jews."
I'm not Jewish.
Look. 1, 2, 3. Look.
There you go.
Triangle defense.
Triangle defense for the Jews. There, okay.
Fucking power.
So you're actually, we do have a, well, he doesn't want me to say, whatever. There's an all city guy. We have a graffiti writer.
I used to do graffiti when I was younger, and I had to put that to bed because,
because he wrote on a book in Roberta's, and now we can't eat pizza here.
No, not at all. Not at all. Just like personal stuff, you know, like family and yada, 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 yada.
But have you seen any of Kenny's work?
Oh, definitely.
Oh shit, motherfucker. Of course, yo.
He's tight. Too.
So how do you think that relates to the graffiti world? I mean, it's different, right? He wouldn't be the kind of person that like someone that gets up would really look at for...
He took it.
I just wish I never got in trouble when I was younger. That's all.
Fair enough.
I got in trouble.
He got in trouble.
He got in trouble too. He gave him props.
I got thrown in jail and stuff.
He went down on the subways too.
I'm not a graffiti guy. I never said I was.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but you are. You went down on the subways.
Yeah,
I did go on the subway.
You do that. You're a craftsman of that level, but you don't put yourself in that category because putting yourself in that category is a little bit.
I came from L.A., white Jewish guy from L.A.
Right.
So I entered that world and I had my own take, which. With Keith Haring and maybe Basquiat, it was like a downtown art kind of side, and we met all the graffiti guys, and that's kind of how it evolved in a different way than just regular graffiti, more like an art standpoint.
Yeah, he gave it aesthetic, correct. Yeah. It was like, they were cloned, that's what I'm saying. The graffiti had a clone look. Homeboys came in and blah! You know,
I love graffiti. There's a lot of beautiful graffiti.
Yeah,
sure.
And the styles and the talent, and it's amazing. So
definitely. And locations.
We kind of took spray paint and then all the good things you can do with it, and then just kind of took it, you know, out. Nobody could show in the galleries because they didn't want to see our work. So we said, you know, let's do it in the street.
Remember Lee? Lee was like one of the first ones that was graffiti. I liked him. He did kind of like, he did these very
beautiful
interesting,
things.
Right? Very beautiful.
He was the star of Wild Style.
Zorro.
Okay. Lee.
Style
of
Wild
Style. Beautiful.
Lee.
Lee.
Yeah.
My problem was
Lady Pink was a hoe.
Cajones.
Lady Pink was a hoe.
Okay. Sorry. Well, if she's listening right now to Gunwash.
Guy, I love you, bitch.
My problem was writing on windows. That's what I really abused. That's what I was really doing.
Writing on windows.
Yeah.
Your biggest abuse point was writing on windows.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah.
What did you, use like an etch bath or are you using scratches?
That,
or
rocks,
Did you scratch it? You know, I wanted to like be one of the prey people. You know, there's a whole bunch of people that scratch prey.
Yeah.
I'm noticing less prey, so you know, I think I might start.
I heard it was one old lady.
Really?
Back
wait,
in
why
the
do
80s.
They? Why do you think they write prey in the? I guess
no, she could be
scratched
could be,
on every phone booth in New York City.
She could be like, okay, let's get into Halloween. Maybe she's a sentinel.
No, but I seen that even in the on top of the third rail on top of the wood part.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
She be jumping over the rails too.
Uses a third leg.
I'm glad you find that
no,
funny.
No, a sentinel, you know.
Well, we should have too bad Azel's not allowed to come in anymore because he stole Jack's computer. We could have him come in and talk about
it. Azel came in and stole Jack's computer.
No, we don't know. We don't know anyway. I shouldn't be saying that.
Oh, God, you said it on the air.
So,
you fucking Jew.
You
made me say that. Yo, I hate you.
No. So when we get a little unorthodox in here.
I take the yelling.
Yeah. So when you look at some of these artists that you met back then, but you took a different route, what writers do you... And I promise you, I won't make you talk about graffiti after
it's
this.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can talk about it.
What writers did you like that were traditional?
Well, I mean, all the ones I was around, you know, like Futura and Dondi and Fab Five Freddy. And
sure.
Those are the graffiti writers that we met from, you know, this Times Square show. They had this guys from Brooklyn and South Bronx, and then we were like the East Village, and we met them all then. So those are like how I initially got into it.
And you were like, what, in college at that time?
No, I was just living here. I was, you know, like 20.
Nice. Damn, that's young.
That's lucky.
Yeah. Like an old man at this point, I guess, right?
Synchronicity.
Muy viejo.
Muy. Seriously, man. Look at me. I'm 26, and I already feel like I'm kind of like...
You're 26? Yeah, I thought you were 36, nigga.
I kind of feel like I'm kind of like already like past the point of like, you know, I feel like I'm already washed up, man.
See, he's so cute. He's
so
like,
what was it?
Yo, but look at him, Kenny. He looked like a white monkey. I love him.
Yeah.
Curious
George. The reason I look like a white monkey is because my hair is falling out.
I love it.
Anyway.
It's called Ropecia.
So have you always done the characters?
I love it.
Not always. I mean, I have a lot of different styles, but characters I've been doing for a long time. I've always been into cartoons and making paintings from the Hanna-Barbera's and making up my own cartoons.
Since the age of three.
I read on Wikipedia.
Okay, Wikipedia.
That you were heavily influenced by Judy Jetson, et cetera, stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. The Jetsons. I thought I was
Judy
Elroy.
Judy Jetson, right.
You thought you were Elroy.
I actually am Elroy.
I think you're like taller than Elroy, dude.
Well, no. I'm older. Right. But I was like Elroy.
His boy Elroy.
Elroy grew up, you know.
James. Elroy, but do you really think Elroy grew up to be like as tall as you? I feel like you're like a taller guy than Elroy.
I'm not that tall.
Like
wasn't
five,
Elroy
eight,
pudgy?
5'9"?
5'10.
He was pudgy, wasn't
taller
he?
Than me.
Wasn't Elroy a little pudgy? Tall.
And that's another thing. I'm saying he was a little bit pudgy. I feel like you're kind of like a snap.
I was.
He you
was.
Were pudgy?
Yeah.
No, get out of here.
Yeah, I was.
You were too.
I'm pudgy all day.
Yeah, you were.
I'm
you were
always
too.
Pudgy.
So you were Jew too. So you know.
Yeah. Right. So what? Where was the?
This East is Coast
like,
Jew.
You know, this
West
is like
Coast
this is such
Jew.
A fucking corny artist interview that
don't
I'm doing
worry
right
about
now.
It.
No, I'm trying to do it right. You know what
no,
I mean?
Fine.
When was the tipping point for you when you were like, all right, gallery time? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, you're telling stories.
Time? Well, I just talked about the Fun Gallery.
Sure.
So that was we didn't think it was a legitimate gallery, but
that's kind of what I'm. That's kind of what I'm saying because like it so the, was, but
it was East Village Gallery. But then there was people, you know, driving in their limousines, getting out and buying. You know, the Basquiat's and the Herrings.
But did you know at the time that was going to happen, or did it just not seem like that to you at all?
Well, you know, we all wanted it, of course. You know, we was like, you know, success and so everyone was going for it. And then when it actually happened, it wasn't as fun as you would think.
I mean, but as a
it was kind of more fun before.
Really?
Yeah.
But even as like a younger person, and I know you probably were like a young person with a lot of cash at one point, saying I did this myself, and that was
a lot
me.
Of aesthetic.
Obviously,
they were like explosions of aesthetic.
I didn't know anything about money, and then all of a sudden we had
they got
some money,
it. Right?
And I didn't know anything about taxes,
dude,
and anything like that.
Fucked
and
up.
Get in trouble on that shit.
I had to learn the
you
hard
understand?
Way.
Right.
Well, I mean, like, but you're still doing art today and doing what you love, so obviously,
I'm very grateful for all that.
But
he's more popular now than
but,
ever.
But this is the thing I get a client and I'm like, oh, this is a price tag that I've never had before, and this is kind of interesting. And then I go out and I buy like a nice jacket, you know, and I'm like, oh, I've never bought a jacket
like this. You elevate that.
And then I'll lose the client, or the client will run its course or whatever, right? And then I'm sitting there in my nice jacket with no money,
right?
Drawing on like a pad.
I know that feeling.
I have trouble.
That's why I don't buy nice jackets anymore.
Oh,
fair enough. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
There you
I
go.
Lose my jacket.
I wish we had. Exactly. I wish we had the
Top Cat.
Sound. I wait for someone. Try to get a gift.
Okay, TC.
Yeah, like imply that you really want a jacket to someone for Christmas or Hanukkah, I guess, in our fucking case because we're Jewish.
Hanukkah.
Do you celebrate Hanukkah?
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Okay. Let's talk about Halloween, actually.
I want to, but I was going to talk
Halloween.
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 Put you under my wing.
I was going to.
Come light the menorah.
Stop.
I was going to talk about Halloween. There we go. The Jetsons. I was going to talk about Halloween, but I'm
That's why I said that.
Every day is
but
Halloween.
I'm worried that I'm not allowed to talk about Halloween because I was going to talk about, like, you know, you were having a cosmic thing and it's not cosmic anymore.
It'll happen again.
So we won't do it. Shut your mouth, motherfucker.
Shut the fuck up.
It could be a summer Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe a Halloween.
It's on the ether.
A hot Halloween.
Anytime you come to Cosmic Cavern, it's Halloween.
Yeah, every day is Halloween.
Let's get spooky.
Lately.
Well, we should get a little spooky after the break and talk about it, maybe.
That scares me.
Oh, well, maybe. All right. So we'll take it slow.
We can
we'll
talk
take
about
slow.
Our hauntings.
We'll
well, you from
ain't Halloween yet, man.
Well, what? I don't even know anything about California, so we can always talk about that if we want.
Where are you from?
I know
Connecticut
about California.
Or New Jersey?
Jersey. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Randolph,
say,
New Jersey.
I was going to say Connecticut. Then you definitely know about hauntings, right?
Right now, well, there's hauntings in New Jersey, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
We're on heritageradionetwork.com. This is Gunwash Radio. My name is, thank you, Jack. My name is Aaron. We're here with my good friend Pierre and his good friend, and now my friend Kenny Scharf.
Right.
Herbert, please, if you would, pull up that. Armando, we love you.
This is the Upsetting Station reporting. The news as it happens. What?
vampire. Only tried up on creation. No set of vampires. Who knows vampires? Who don't like to see you strong? Only like to see you suffer on the set of vampires. On the old vampires, only trod upon creation with your bloody meditation. On the set of vampires, gonna fight against awfulness, gonna fight against.
Back on Gunwash. It is now 9:11 p.m. in Bushwick, New York. If you want to say your clocks.
Oh, that's the second 9:11 drop on the show.
The second 9:11 drop on this show. I try to keep them sparing, but we do them once in a while. If you want to call in, we are here every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the number here is 718.
What time is it?
497. Right now it's 9:11. Oh, we dropped it. Yeah. Oh, well. Well, listen, hey. That was very risque of you.
Very.
The number to call in here live is 718-497-2128. We are here with Kenny Scharf and Pierre Francillon, who I guess is not here. I assume he's out parading around doing something.
Getting a drink.
Yeah, he was going to get a drink.
Living in Crown Heights. I was listening to Gunwash on my computer screen.
And that's what
good
we like
you.
To do. Yeah. Earlier, there was some chattering going on in the studio, and we were talking about how this area has changed so much. And we had Armando saying that he was born right here, right in this area. And he said that there was no one around here earlier when he lived here. Same with Kenny.
There was like this park that's like probably like a few blocks away. And we used to drive by. I used to ask my dad, like, why is it so dead around here?
Why is it so dead in my own neighborhood, right?
Fucking ghost town. Like. And then now I see people, like I was telling Kenny, like, you know, people from Tennessee. And
yeah, it's crazy. It's great. I mean, when did you start coming to Brooklyn?
I moved to Brooklyn in 4 years ago.
Yeah. But even then it wasn't this.
No, there was nothing going on.
There was nothing going
on. Not around here.
Yeah, you even said you came to Roberta's and it was...
That first room, yeah.
It was just that first dining room. Now it's popped off. You know, they got... Jack, what did they get? 5-star? Or I don't know how that's it works.
Two stars in the New York Times. But, you know, that's
good, I
guess.
Very
legit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the Times.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's cool.
I still can't get over it's Bushwick. Murder Inc. started here.
Well,
I'm serious.
I think it goes. I think
it's like the energy. Like, he and I got lost. Like even a rat could get lost here.
Yeah,
for real.
Even a rat could get lost in Bushwick. It's true.
But I love the evolution. It's dope.
I thought I was in Paris the other day.
Oh,
in
the middle
did?
Of the, yeah.
I thought that I was on Rivington Street, old like heroin alley. You know, it was the rappers would be like the wind would blow.
And you see, you need that broom around you.
You could, you know, things would like jump out between cracks at you. You know, that's what I get over here. But
like
you know,
Halloween,
like
every
Halloween,
day, every day.
It's
every day is Halloween.
It's kind of like Halloween every day when you're here in Bushwick.
Remember Marfa? Wasn't that Halloween every day?
Halloween every day. So Second Street, downtown New York, and then also Roberta's Vortex. On Bogart and Moore, both Vortex.
We actually went to the... I took you down. I showed you.
The Devil's Lair. The Devil's Lair.
They had a dungeon. I'm talking about the club baths. Building where
Kenny, did you ever go to Marfa?
I took him to Marfa.
Did you ever go down to the bottom?
Yeah. We went down there.
You went down there?
Yeah, no. Maybe it used to be the old club baths.
Yeah, she took us down there.
She did. It was kind of fierce.
It's kind of like you feel like there's
a few things went on down there. You know,
a lot of things.
What's a couple things? What does that mean? What
fierce.
Is I know. Pierre, Pierre fucking sacrificed a chicken down there.
I did.
Yeah. Okay. You did. I still have a feather up on my door.
You saw the you saw the chicken live. No, I brought it in the box live to your house.
Yeah, I have a picture.
I was like, look. Yeah, I was like, look.
You said you were just doing a prayer, and it's like, smashed the chicken.
I tried to get arrested at Wall Street and went with some Santa Maria people down there.
Hey,
right?
did you guys went down to Wall Street?
No, I went the second week, right? Looking for my Russian little friend. He got, you know, hopefully Iggy old there, Iggy. I hope you're okay. Anyway,
everyone down there looks like they're just looking for a place to sleep.
He disappeared. He disappeared on me. I don't know what happened to Iggy.
I went down to Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, but you went like week three, week four.
Yeah, it was very. Sucker. Yeah, it was like low key.
You should have been week one. There's nothing there. Sucker.
So I was in LA. You were in LA for that?
I haven't been able to go yet.
Do you want to go?
I would check it out. Take my bike down there.
I just feel like I rode my bike down there with Zach.
I'll buy chicken wings down there. I'm sure they could. If somebody sells some shit down
chicken,
there.
The food there. I don't know if you want to do that.
They kill them right there.
To be honest, when I went down there, I was like, yeah, these guys just kind of look like they're kind of sitting around. Yeah. But I didn't go. They look like they're doing stuff, but it looks like the people that are always kind of.
Why doesn't Monsanto come up with a chicken? They got like 60 wings.
No. You don't know about that? Animal 49.
That way you don't have to kill like
old. You never
chicken.
Heard of like Animal 49 or
what's
anything?
That? Yeah, like that meat thing that grows with a beak on it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. KFC.
What is that?
Yeah.
What's that?
KFC.
It's a blob of meat and with a little beak and an eyeball.
Yeah.
Oh, how gross.
It kind of looks like...
Is that what they use at Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah, KFC.
Ew,
it's not actually chicken. You can look that up, yeah.
It's a meat now.
There you go.
Yeah,
there's the truth.
They made a meat substitute.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
Santa Claus is not real.
It's gelatinous, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but it almost looks like Kenny's...
Ew.
Characters a little bit. It's like a little like a little thing like this. And like,
you gotta segue to Kenny.
By the way, I was eating roast chicken
monkey.
On First and First at Lucien, and the guy that was working there, who was very nice, was wearing a T-shirt that had an unmistakable Kenny Scharf character on it.
Correct,
Tiago.
He said he's very, very, very excited to be here. Whenever I come to New York, I stay with Mr. Kenny Scharf.
Very,
it's Tiago. It's
very
Bruno's
excited.
Son.
Oh, dude.
It's my best friend's son.
Beautiful.
You like that?
Yeah.
I should speak French.
He just got a job there.
You should get a friend.
You ever go to Lucien?
Yeah, I've been there, and he just got a job there. He just moved here from France.
From France.
But wait a minute. Paris. Aaron, let's back up.
Okay.
That whole little French thing you did, you could have a French sugar daddy, nigga.
I could be like, oui, oui.
You could be very kept.
There you
and
go.
Come from Paris, I beg to come see you at the show.
Mais ça va pour toi?
C'est toujours l'amour. That's our plan C.
So yeah, and he implied that he, this guy that I met at Lucien, he implied that he hangs out, he comes to hang out with you when he's
like
here.
He's like my son.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
great.
I grew up. You know, I've seen him since he was a baby.
You got some
great,
good
great guy, by the way.
Yeah.
By the way, I like those T-shirts. Where are they? Are they?
I don't know which one he was wearing.
It was white, and it was a blue, purple.
Do a
it was
trade.
Like blue with
he'll
like a purple stripe and like
Swerve.
A white stripe. Huh?
Sharp will like your shirt.
So we'll trade. We
I'll
have a lot
you,
of T-shirts.
Do a bar. He'll love that.
It was probably one
Duck's
of a
Swerve.
Kind.
Yeah.
Probably one of. So, but you're screening them.
Yeah, screen them on canvas.
Curious George Smurf.
Wipe off on T-shirts.
Quack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Monkey Smurf.
No, this was like a really good shirt, though.
Thanks. Yeah. Was it on the sleeve and stuff?
No. It was a white shirt with a full, big, blue man with a nose.
See, niggas said so much. He can't even tell you which one.
Yeah, see, I do the...
You see how fierce he is?
I'm not, like, prolific like that, but I've made so many T-shirts.
I'll get you some shirts. I got
We'll trade.
Gotcha.
We have many. Armando, you can ask Armando. We have tons. That's all we have is fucking T-shirts.
And he does great shirts.
Duxworth.
We all
both do that. Yeah, Duxworth.
I remember when you guys did the dirty underwear.
Okay, oh, yeah. Wasn't that sick? And then all these faggots copy it. Suckers.
Yeah.
Dirty underwear. I've done dirty sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? What's the inspiration for that? Being dirty.
Well, it's Cinema Canada.
Nice pattern.
Done did that.
What and this might sound naive. What's the paper magazine, the donuts?
The paper magazine, the donuts?
Yeah, did you there was a am I wrong?
Oh yeah, there was donuts.
Yeah. See, well, you don't even remember all the art you're doing, you're so prolific. I don't remember the art, I just don't remember the press. Yeah.
He makes donuts with donuts. Press.
Was that a
ain't that fierce?
If stop me if I'm not allowed to ask this, but that was a client or that
I had
was
a
one
show
of your...
last winter and it was 3 dozen donuts.
Hello.
And it was
did
for
you
that
go
show.
To that?
Yeah, that's why.
And you did the donuts?
Of course.
Oh,
he painted
dude.
The donuts. And he makes
so
donuts
sweet.
With donuts.
Dude,
sweet.
But did you make the donuts?
I
you stupid.
I got a lot of donuts.
You look
I had
like
them hanging on
now.
Strings as still lives in my studio, so I was
really?
Studying them. And then I would eat them.
You look
you
like
know,
a monkey. I love you.
Once in a while. You,
yeah. I can't eat them all the time.
I mean, that stuff gets a little bit
yeah, but
know,
they
congestive
look good.
Of the arteries.
They look good. Bet-
no, the donuts looked really good in paper
yeah, they
magazine.
Look delicious.
I wanted to eat them, right?
Right.
They look like Simpsons.
Scrumptious.
Donuts.
Yeah, wait. Aaron, at our group
Simpsons
show, he brought us the donuts, remember?
Huh?
You know that I'm going to be on The Simpsons.
Shut up.
Why? Yeah.
Tell me about that. Wait.
Aaron March.
What are you doing on The Simpsons?
I was a guest on The Simpsons.
What?
So it's like you're gonna walk. It's your wait. So you're gonna walk in like
ooh,
Kenny Sharp is here.
Legend.
Yeah.
Legend.
That happened. Just
right.
I don't. I'm not doubting that it can happen.
No,
but
it
what,
is.
What,
already
what,
did.
Why did
so
it?
Lucky.
They asked me.
See.
That's great,
motherfucker.
Dude. Hey, Jack, did you hear this?
I can't hear much.
I guess it's kind of impressive.
Kenny,
you brought up The Simpsons. I wouldn't have.
Just Kenny Sharp is going to be on The Simpsons.
Bah!
That's right. In March. It's a street art episode.
First. Pop that.
Street gun art wash. Episode. Gun wash. How do you like that?
Gun wash.
It's a street art episode?
Yeah.
El Barto.
That's so interesting because I saw that.
Graffiti.
I know Banksy did a... one of the intro. He
yeah.
did one of the
oh, yeah, he did. I saw that one. That
yeah.
was good.
That was dope.
Yo,
hey, some
Banksy?
Guy. Some
I think
guy.
I drank with him.
Maybe.
Real.
It's possible.
Some guy told me he was Banksy, and he was really drunk. And I was like, yo, my synchronicity just might be them.
Was he British?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is he British?
You can't tell when they're drunk.
Yeah, you can.
You ever met him? You ever met him, Kenny?
You're right.
Yeah.
Is he a good-looking guy?
Well, he came to my studio about 5-6 years ago.
Kenny knows
people. He came with about 5 guys. And I'm kind of spaced out, and I don't remember
which one he was.
He?
Yeah, that's
oh,
right. Yeah.
Shit, fair body double.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Body double, Brian De Palma.
Body double.
Very good. Yeah.
He said
double.
That he was his dealer. So
his
I kind of remember what he looks like, but not really.
He was his dealer?
Yeah, he didn't say, I'm Banksy. He said, he introduced himself as another name, and it was,
the
he
dealer.
Was Banksy's yeah. dealer.
Oh, okay, but you knew intuitively?
We both knew. Me and my assistant, Dave, we, yeah, it was.
Oh, excellent.
He had the purple tie.
Is that his signature? Purple tie?
That sounds
more like a ribbon.
That's, okay.
In any case.
And we started drinking.
So
it might have been the nigga.
Allow me to ask you. I'm glad Pierre's
I'm only here to make Kenny laugh.
Pierre's got us rolling in here.
I have
man.
Between you, Monkey, and my guy Kenny
oh,
over here.
We're the favorite. If you're just tuning into Gunwash, you should know that myself, Aaron, and Kenny Scharf, that's Pierre Francillon's 2 favorite white boys in the whole New York.
Delicious.
Okay. So in
ice
the la-
cream.
In the last few minutes, let's talk a little bit about your most recent creation, even though I was told not to go into it too deeply. I've heard about it. This girl Claudia, who I had some
That's
fun...
That's not my most recent creation.
Oh, well,
Claudia?
I don't know if I'm on the...
Claudia, yeah. Who
you
what school
most
is she?
Well, what I said was... What I was saying...
You
I was,
said her name, nigga. Who is she?
I was... There's this girl named Claudia. There's this girl named Claudia, and if she's out there, she knows who she's talking about.
Oh, she's
going to
fuck
about.
You up.
Sorry. And she had great times with me, and I wish she would come back. But she always
you
used.
Reminiscing.
But she always used to go to. Yeah, she's the girl that got away. But she always used to go to the Cosmic Cavern, and I never
she was
went.
A freak.
So I'm kind of wondering what the Cosmic Cavern
she's
is.
A
Cosmic
freak.
Cavern is a blacklight affair. It's Cosmic Cavern a go go.
Okay.
So it's go go dancing.
Hello.
Scott Ewalt DJs every party, so he's like the partner with me.
Oh, wow.
He's an artist, also great DJ, and nothing, I think, he doesn't play anything after 1980. And great. A lot of it is like go-go music.
Right. Great. That's
and
great.
Psychedelic, yeah. And it's a room that I did, all made out of garbage. From the
all made out of garbage.
Yeah, we Bushwicky garbage and garbage. Together.
Bushwicky and garbage. Hear that, Armando?
Yeah,
all
shit.
Native garbage from
native
Bushwicky.
Garbage.
Native
garbage.
Bushwick.
Total green Bushwicky shit.
Bushwicky and garbage.
Look
green,
at that.
Green.
Right. Local.
Green.
Trust your local garbage.
Correct.
Under fluorescent. It's all black light and fluorescent paint.
Fierce.
Sounds fierce.
It's well, fun.
Is it expansive? I mean, is it we're talking?
It's
like,
a basement.
Okay, so it's like a big, is it like a square block or is it like?
It's like a big rectangle basement.
A square block, check you out. Well, that's like in Lego. China, in China you get your head chopped for that.
So, for being so.
I was doing them once a month and then it.
How could you do that one? I don't know.
It was
know
a lot of work.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot
it's
of work.
It's really
man.
Intense.
That sounds like a lot of
now
work.
Now it's like once a year, really.
Really once a year? Yeah. That must be a ridiculous bash then.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a little intense.
But we're not going to have one for Halloween.
It's a sauna.
I don't think so. I'm just...
It's okay.
We're keeping it low key.
Tired.
Yeah.
Are you going to go do art for the rest of the winter?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
I do art once in a while, you know, yeah.
You do art all the time.
Well, no, because I was told I had to self-deprecate. It's true. I was told that I had to rush, that I had to rush to get you on because you're like going to go take a trip somewhere and not be in New York.
I am.
Yeah.
Going down to Brazil.
Correct.
Brazil.
Okay, and then he comes back.
Hey, what's the? Where can we find you, Kenny?
Where can you find me?
Like physically, I want to be able to find you at all times. No, I mean, where can we find you? Where can we find you online?
Well, there's KennySharf.com.
Work.
How do you
website?
How do we spell it? Kenny Sharf.
S C H A R F.
Okay, so it's Kenny K E N N Y S C H A R F dot com.
Right.
You can see the Facebook fan page.
Yeah, he's got a fan page. Hey, listen, he's a prolific artist. He's got too many fans.
Too many friends.
Not too many, actually. I don't solicit.
Oh.
Actually, never.
You don't solicit, you just got there.
You better not.
I just did. But you asked me.
Well, I'm not technically the press, but I mean,
right. No, what I'm saying is I don't ask people to join or
sure.
anything like that.
Yeah. Join my fucking Facebook page. No, you care so much about who I am and then
yeah, it's really annoying.
Levi's Facebook page.
Hello.
Like, yeah.
You better like us.
Poland
Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg poked you.
Oh,
he did?
It's funny that you said Levi's is because they had something to do with my fan page. I swear to God.
Really?
Because I did this thing, the show at street art show at Mocha was kind of partly funded by Levi's.
Chocolate. Really?
Yeah, and I did a jacket for them for the street art show.
Great. And then all of a sudden you just woke up and you had a Facebook page?
Where is Jackie
Kenny?
No, and
then they got these agents and asked if they could...
Where is Jackie Kenny?
Go up do my fan page, and they will for free. And I was like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
So they do it.
Pierre's obsessed with the jacket. What?
Yeah, it sounds dope.
It's supposed to get cold outside, man.
Fuck is the jacket?
It's almost bottom of the hour, but what was the jacket made of?
It's an image of the house in a Barry wall on the back.
Oh.
Oh, that's great.
Nigga. Oh, get me one.
Oh, get me one.
They're in L.A. That's why I haven't seen
you. Fuck.
So one of the...
That's what Joe was wearing. Remember what he was wearing?
Really?
When we turned around?
Oh, right.
You gotta be more looking. Oh, you gotta get those eyes nice. Open, man. Come on, you're so perceptive. See.
You can't notice that hard denim.
You know what's funny? It's like whenever I'm in his company, like I love him so much. Like I just kinda don't notice other things. It's true. He doesn't believe me. And
he's blinded.
I notice things. Yeah.
Blinded by
his eyes. The Jew eyes.
Jew eyes.
He's hot.
Listen, guys, I really, really appreciate that you guys came by tonight. I always love having Pierre, and I'm really glad you brought your friend Kenny. I'm glad it was a pleasure. Sometimes it's not a pleasure.
Now you're gonna have real famous artists on your show. Nigga.
I know, but we're all gonna do it together.
Watch. Nick Cave, yo.
Yo, Nick. Gunwash Radio is.
Yo, whoever stole the computer from BPM 152, return that shit.
Yeah, so whoever stole the computer from BPM 152, please return
Who
that shit.
Who stole the computer from BPM 152?
That wasn't nice.
Every Wednesday.
Wait. Silencio. Silencio. Okay, Haitian voodoo priest is warning you. Okay, I give you 2 days right now. Manifest very quickly.
You heard.
Okay?
If it's who we think it is, you already got run over once. Trust. If it is who we think it is, you got run over fucking once. Okay, and Alegua saved you that time. He will not save you this fucking time. If it's you. Okay, got you.
Gunwash Radio, every Wednesday night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Spliffington, I love you, and I'm glad you're back. And you're a great guy. And I'll see you next week.
This man me clean for me gun.
What the father put together, let go back in the sun. Just live and praise your father, live forever. It up become, yes it up become. It up become, but him have to run. It up become, yes it up become. It up become, but him have to run. It up become, yes it up become.
Anything test man me clean for me gun. Anything test man me clean for me gun.
And wash and wash and wash and wash and wash and wash and wash.